Again and again in recent months, people at Fort Lewis, Washington have learned of another dead soldier. Since the 1st of July, this massive Army base has learned of 20 soldiers killed. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network visited a base where the majority of all the troops are deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq.
For 39 years, Gay Specialties and Awards has served the Fort Lewis community. A military accessory shop, it's the place soldiers come to buy the official badges, patches, medals, and rank designations they wear on their uniforms.
See, we also have an engraving room. In here, we engrave anything the soldiers ask for.
Tavy Smith owns the store. These days, with so many soldiers deployed, the store is often quiet, except in the engraving room. That's because Gay Specialties also plays a more somber role in the Fort Lewis community. When a soldier dies in combat, the staff here often makes the brass plates that go in the casket and on the flag box that's presented to the family.
We are more busy now than we've been in a year and a half when the big push in Iraq was. We were doing quite a few of them.
The rising troop death toll in Afghanistan also keeps her seamstresses working. Smith fights back tears as she describes their work, preparing the burial uniforms and pressing the American flags given to the grieving families.
We consider it an honor to do it for the soldier. We dress them when they leave, and we dress them when they come home.
The losses are also felt on base. Fort Lewis is home to 31,000 soldiers, of which 18,000 are currently deployed. This past summer's farewell ceremonies have now given way to frequent memorial services for fallen soldiers. In a chapel on post, a bagpiper plays Amazing Grace for three soldiers killed last month in southern Afghanistan when an improvised explosive device detonated under their Stryker vehicle. Private First Class Nathaniel Aulis was in that vehicle.
Just 1 minute, we were just driving, talking, everything was normal. Next minute, we rolled over an IED, and in a second like that, back of the Stryker is destroyed.
Aulis came to the memorial in a wheelchair, his shattered heels in casts. There are also Army wives, mostly dressed in black and sunglasses. Those whose husbands are still deployed come to support those who are grieving. Jamie Warren's husband is an Army medic stationed in Afghanistan. She attends every one of these services.
And honestly, it never gets easier to come. It's heartbreaking every time, and it's just so much compassion, and all you can do is cry.
Warren says in the chapel, her mind is on the soldiers who have died and their families. Afterwards, her thoughts turn to her own family.
I go home and I grab my kids and give them a big hug and just pray, just lots of prayers.
Back at Gay Specialties and Awards, owner Tavy Smith says when a Fort Lewis soldier dies, it's deeply personal.
There has not been a soldier that we have not seen him in our store. I can't think of a name that we didn't know.
Smith fears what the months ahead will bring. The first wave of soldiers is due back next spring. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.